What's up, everybody? This is episode 70, and this episode we're doing things a little bit differently. Well, first off, we have a very special guest, third time returning guest, I should say. Biff Sweetwater is back. He's going to tell us a little story about how him and his lovely wife, the lovely Tally, these two live in New Zealand now, and they were on the road, and long story short, they were almost killed by a goddamn boulder that just went in the street. Now I'll let him, tell you the rest, you know, much more detail. He does it much better than I just did. But very quickly, originally, we recorded a 3-hour-long podcast, and it was going to be a Batman versus Superman spoiler review, all right? So that's what we were trying to do. I was recording on my end, and I fucked up. Long story short, I fucked up the goddamn audio, all right? And I know exactly what happened. I was using a Bluetooth headset, and throughout our recording, it kept getting disconnected. And just like I said, just the audio just fucked up. I was listening back to it, trying to edit it, and there's moments where he's talking, but you can't hear it. So I'm reacting to something he says, and, you know, it just sounds dumb as shit because you don't hear anybody else. You just hear me just talking to myself sometimes. So that sucks. All right. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is Biff was recording as well. He recorded the whole podcast. He has it on his podcast, Spreading the Word with Biff Sweetwater. I have a link in my description to this podcast. So if you want to hear a 3-hour-long Batman versus Superman review, just talking shit. And throughout, we don't stay on track throughout the whole goddamn review, all right? We talk about Trump, the Fast and Furious movies, online dating. Like, we touch on a bunch of topics, but we always get back to Batman versus Superman. So if you want to check that out, 3 hours long, like I said, it's in the description. Click the link right there, and it will take you directly to that podcast, all right? But, yeah, long story short, I fucked up. So all you get is a 10-minute story about how these two kids almost were killed. And I guess there's no other way to segue into it. Let's go. Sorry.
Yeah, dude, we're fucking, a big boulder came down and, like, smashed into our car.
Fuck.
Like, literally, like, we got the car on a Friday, what is it, like, a Friday afternoon or whatever, Friday evening, like, 5 p.m. Friday, and then somewhere between 1 and 2 p.m., fucking, just driving around down here in New Zealand in, like, Wellington or whatever, it's like, the capital city or whatever. Of New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it's where, like, all the government and all that bullshit is. But, it's on the bottom end of the North Island, because New Zealand's split into two different islands, anyone that doesn't know that.
Are, like, long bridges, or do you have to go on, like, what do they call those things? Trolleys, or...
A ferry.
I sound like a fucking... Yeah, ferry, trolleys.
a water trolley.
Also, yeah, they put a whole train track across the fucking river. Yeah.
they should, man. Like, Yeah, the ferry's expensive, too, man. It's like a couple of bills, man. It's not cool. They should make that more affordable. I think it's like takes 3 hours to get there or whatever. So, yeah, we were just cruising around, you know, taking the car for a spin, wanting to explore the island. Because I'd been working landscaping, and I saw, like, there's this cool, like, beach, these big, like, jagged rocks and shit, and, like, this cool beach area near the airport, which is, on this back end of the island. Like, you can, like, look out and see nothing. Like, depends what direction you're looking in, I guess. Like, if you look in one direction, you see the South Island. But if you look, you know, slightly to the other direction, like a little bit to your right or your left, there's nothing for, like, thousands of miles. It's crazy, man. It's so weird being on the other side of the world, dude. It's a mind fuck.
I haven't been that far out, you know. But it sounds fucking badass, though.
No.
No?
Besides
fucking boulders hitting you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, aside from all that, like, it's not even, like, that sucked. Like, that fucking sucked. Okay, so, like, the rock hits the car. Like, it comes off the side of the road. It's very hilly here. It's, like, I don't know if you ever, like, visit a place that's incredibly, like, hilly. I feel like...
I lived in Puerto Rico. On like a fucking mountain, basically.
Okay, so maybe it's similar. So there's like all these twisty roads that go around the mountain.
Yes.
And so there's this hill that goes. There's a road that comes down the hill and connects with the road that I was on. I was on the coast road, and is we're right near where the two roads intersect. I was coming around some curve because it's all just twists and curves and shit, and I'm coming around. And then, like, out of nowhere, also it's weird because, because it's like being in England, the cars are on, like, the other side of the road.
Okay.
As well as, like, the driver position, like, where the wheel would be. Like, so because of that fact, because of both those facts, like, where the wheel is and what side of the road you drive on here, the passenger side is the side that ended up getting smoked. And, you know, that's where Tally was sitting. And so fucking, yeah, the rock came down, smash, fucking. And I was turning at the time because I was coming around this curve. So I'm coming around the curve. I'm doing like, I don't know, 35 kilometers. It's not very fast. I don't know what that is in miles, but.
I have no clue, dude. You're talking to me. That's just.
couldn't be more than 20 miles, I would assume, you know?
Like, oh, okay, I could kind of get that. All right, I can understand that now.
You know, like 15, 20, something around there.
Isn't it all the same at the same, like, why doesn't the world just use the same fucking thing?
Well, you know, it's weird. I thought the UK was metric, and I guess they are for a lot of things, but driving around in London and, like, going outside of London or whatever, it's all fucking miles. I was like, weird, I thought you guys were fucking metric, but why is everyone, like, why are all, like, I'm looking at a sign, like, when I was going to visit Yesti, and it's like, you know, however many miles to Wales, and I was like, this is weird, like, I thought you guys were like Canada, and you do, like, kilometers everywhere, like, I know how miles work, or whatever, slightly, because, you know, having U.S. family, and going to the U.S. all the time, but it was very odd.
Yeah, they should fucking switch that.
Because here it's kilometers. I was like, but like, why are all like the, because if you're like in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, maybe there's some other ones I can't think of, you're part of the Commonwealth of the United Kingdom. Like, that's why a lot of those countries have the Queen on their money, right? The stupid fucking old bag is on all the money.
You know. She's all part of the, what are they, the elite? The New World Order, as right. Duncan would say.
Yeah, they're all scum.
Oh, man. Okay, so the fucking boulder fucking comes down. You're spinning out like James Bond.
Yeah, okay, so it comes, hits passenger's front side wheel, and just sends us into a fucking 180. Cause and in the motion, like, it shoots us over to where the whatchamacallit, where the other fucking, I don't know if you want to go video or audio or not. I don't know what we're doing here.
If the video's working, go ahead.
Is it? Okay.
Turn mine's on. Let's see what happens. Anyway.
Mine's on. Is mine on?
Your thing is, like, spinning around, like, it's hypnotizing me.
Oh, weird. Okay, so, yeah, it's coming around the curve, fucking, boom, thing just smokes the tire, and, like, simultaneously we start spinning, and the airbags go off. Now I'm sitting, like, way back in my seat, so I don't get touched by the airbag. I see it exploding, like, right in front of me.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's weird smoke and shit. I've never seen airbags go off before. I've been on a couple car accidents, never had the airbags go off.
Yeah, me neither. I never experienced that yet.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't want to, but...
No, me...
In the movies, they make it seem, you know, hilarious.
Yeah, it looks cool. Same with, like, a fire extinguisher. But when I attacked a dude with a fire extinguisher, it wasn't at all like I'd seen in the movies. It didn't work out that way at all.
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks for you, too. It's like, yeah, it tastes like shit.
It wasn't cool, like, white... cloudy smoke when I used the fire extinguisher. It was like yellow powder.
Throwing up. Yeah.
Weird. So yeah, the airbags go off and we're spinning. And Tally, like, I guess she put a hand in front of her face, or I don't know what happened, but she takes a fucking blast from the airbag, and it knocked her hand out that she had maybe put up to block or whatever she was doing. You know, human instinct, right? When something weird's happening. So yeah, her hand got smoked, and then it fucking popped her right in the face, like clear in the face. It's almost like a boxer taking like a clean, like you don't put your hands up the block and a boxer just pop you right in the nose kind of thing. She took a fucking hit, man. And now we're on like the other, we're on the side of the road by where the two roads connect, the one coming down the hill and the one running alongside the island. It just kind of like spun us to the, and then we weren't actually on the road. We're kind of like just on that little side part of the road. So we weren't blocking the road that was coming down the hill. But god damn, man, I look over at Tally. She's all bloody in the face and fucked up. And I'm like, gee, we're both in shock. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, you know what the fuck must have happened, right? Yeah. I mean, shit.
I want to call 911, and then I'm like, oh, but wait, that's not the number here. It's not.
Fuck. You see what I mean? There's certain things that should all be the fucking same. It should be miles and goddamn 911.
Oh, because, in England, it's 999.
Oh, man.
I think in the UK, it's 999, but here, you know what it is here? It's 111.
Oh, fuck you.
I was like, how am I supposed to know these things?
Fuck.
So, like, the guy's like, oh, what up, Francis? Mr. Drake is in the house there.
Yeah, of course. Always.
So luckily there's all, like, you know, cyclists, and which I hate, but, you know, they came to our rescue. And they're like, you okay? You need me to call the ambulance? I was like, yes, please. It's like, I don't know.
No, I'm all right. Just me and my bloody wife are going to just sit right here. And,
And while we're waiting for a fucking ambulance to show up, I mean, they came real quick, but, like, a goddamn gigantic moving truck comes down, like, this tiny-ass hill road, and I'm just like, why does he keep coming down? Like, he sees, like, we are kind of off the road, but we're, like, streets are fucking narrow here, dude. It's not like North America where you got nice proper sized roads everywhere. It's like fucking narrow ass roads here, dude. And this guy's so close. I'm like, are you really in that big a hurry? It's like, this is the only way you can get down. And but yeah, he just comes through. He's like, fucking Jimmy inches away from smoking us. We've already been in a car accident.
Just fucking freaks me out just hearing it, man.
There's a giant rock, man, just sitting in the road. It must be like almost 1,000 pounds, because it's like, I'm trying to think, it was 300 kilograms. So that's like,
are we talking like Indiana Jones style?
600 or 700 pound rock. And it's just fucking sitting in the middle of the road. And, like, we see, like, the cyclists try to get it out of the road now. That's not happening. There's, like, fucking, like, 5-6 dudes just to, like, kind of, like, you can't lift it, but you can, like, motion it a bit,
you're,
right?
You're a fucking cyclist, man. It's your legs are exactly. User. What the fuck? You can't do that with your arms.
There ain't no upper body strength in those motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, dude. It was pretty fucking scary. We just...
Glad you're all right.
First time, we just drove back around that area last weekend. I didn't tell the wife because she was petrified of going in that area, but I took the super long way around the island.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame her. She's like, you know. Hey!
All right, that's the podcast for this weekend. Please remember what I said. Don't forget to click on the link in the description so you can hear the entire podcast. 3 hours long, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, spreading the word with Biff Sweetwater. That is the podcast. Please check it out. We had a lot of fun recording it. Again, I apologize to everyone. I apologize to Biff. I fucked up. It was real good. It was a real good fuck up on my end. Or maybe I could put a little blame on Biff. I don't know. There's nothing. He did nothing, you know, besides live in New Zealand, which has, you know, I don't know how the fuck they get even. I don't even know how they get Wi-Fi over there. It's like fucking islands over there and shit like that. But all right, it's all my fault. Anyway, please, thank you. Check out that podcast and continue listening to my podcast. Subscribe. This is your first time listening. Subscribe. Download. Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher. I got it on. It's on a bunch of things. Just look for it. All right. Take it easy. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray. That's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait. Let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm going to get mine. Yo, Ray, baby. Check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at the Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust. Keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension you can see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.
What up, nigga? Yeah, man, chill. Stick around for a minute. There's a lot of money out here. I'm trying to get a lot of fold-ups, Captain.